Hey everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm James, that's Katie, and that makes this the first ever episode 39 of the Cloud Control Podcast. And we're coming to you from the future this time because we're recording this way back in the month of May, believe it or not. So happy summer, everybody. Hope you're doing well. And I'm in England right now, so this is great. Hi, Kate. Good to see you.
Hey, I am not in England, but hopefully I'm having a nice summer here in Canada. I'm in my new house because I'm moving in June. So, wow, a lot of stuff's happened.
Wow. Who could say what's happened between now and then, actually? Who could say? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, everybody. We're recording this episode in the past, back in May, actually, because I went on vacation right now. And so this episode, as well as episodes 40, 41, and 42, are something we took the time to make early just to have something to put out while I was gone. So we're not going to be covering anything like relevant in the news right now, if there's been any big announcements or new games or anything like that. But we've got some fun stuff lined up regardless, because we're very excited. Today we're ranking the top 100 video games of all time as determined by this random tiermaker.com tier list created by someone else. So we found this tier list. There's 100 games on it. We've kind of went through it, and they honestly look like a pretty good selection. And we're going to go through it. So, Kate, do you want to explain to our lovely listeners how the tier list works? Of course, those watching on video can see this on the feed.
Yeah, this is actually going to be like our training wheels, because our next episode we're recording, but what would have come out a few months ago is our top 25 games of all time. So we're going to argue some video game placements to kind of warm us up for next week. And also 3 months ago.
So check that out if you haven't already.
Man, time is weird. Our categories we have for today, we're keeping it pretty simple. We have the top three section. We've got amazing, good, and poor. So not to get too like caught up in like, well, is it a 6 or a 7 out of 10? Like, you know, what is really the difference? So we got amazing, good, poor, keep it simple. And then we've got two, I think, are almost the more fun categories at the bottom. We've got not played, good, for games. Neither of us have played, but we either think they look pretty good, or like we do want to play them in the future. And then my favorite category on the tier list is not played, not gonna. these are games that neither of us have played, and we just really don't want to. Exactly. Maybe we're wrong, but they just haven't appealed to us this point in time.
Yeah, so I think the best way to do it would be to, like, if neither of us have played, we'll do those two, obviously. If one has, I guess we'll defer mm-hmm. to the player, and we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. But this should be fun. We're going to get started right now. One thing is, we're not doing listener mail just while I'm gone here. But, of course, you can always write into cloudcontrolpod@proton.me if you'd like to get in touch. Fill out that listener mailbag for when we return to regular programming. We'll have lots of good questions to answer then on the show, so thank you very much. And with that, Kate, our first game is BioShock, and I think, I don't know about you, but we're off to a hell of a start. This game is amazing.
It's an easy straight up to amazing, like, yeah. Don't even think about it, like, that game's awesome.
Would you kindly put BioShock in amazing? Yes, I would.
Talk to myself. A man chooses amazing, a slave obeys, but still puts it in amazing, because it's objectively an amazing game.
That's right. Just as an aside, really quick, I know we're not going to go in depth on every game, but we don't talk about BioShock mm-hmm. on the show very often, and I just have to ask, which is your favorite ability in that game? Because I love bees. Man. The fact that you can shoot bees at people is just the funnest thing.
Bees are cool. I just really like... I remember liking the lightning. It's pretty simple, but it's just a good time. Oh, also like the catching, where you could like catch a projectile and like chuck it back. That was always a really cool thing to do.
That's true. Okay. Castlevania Symphony of the Night back on the PS1. Now, I've played like half of this.
Okay.
And it's pretty good.
I have not played it yet, but I would really like to, because I've been enjoying that genre recently. Mm-hmm. And I've been meaning to go back to play it, but I have not.
So I think it's good.
I'm going to defer that to you.
I think it's good. Okay. I think, you know, it's one of those classic games beholden to, like, you mm-hmm. know, everyone thinks it's a classic, and it is. It's good, but I think it's probably been passed, but it still holds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's reasonable.
What about Fallout New Vegas?
Now, this is kind of sacrilegious, because I know Fallout New Vegas is, like, some of, like, people like that is the pinnacle Fallout game, and I think it is good is where I'd put it. But I think part of that is the preference of, like, I'm not massively into Fallout, but I think it is a very good game.
Mm-hmm. I played, this is the only Fallout game I've ever played, and I
okay.
didn't enjoy playing it, but I can see why people would. So I think I agree it's good, mm-hmm. but I think it's got to go below Castlevania.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Okay, so our next game, we've got another kind of classic we're going back to, and this is Half-Life?
Yeah,
is
just the
Half-Life
first
1 or
Half-Life.
Half-Life 2?
I think it's just the first Half-Life
one.
From what I can see. And I've never played the first Half-Life. I've only fooled around with the
now,
second.
I have played about 80% of Half-Life because I had a hard... I was playing on, like, a horrible old laptop that, like, couldn't hardly run anything. But I had Half-Life on it, and I was playing it, and the laptop just, like, died. Like, the whole laptop just fell apart and stopped working. And so I lost my Half-Life
That
save.
Sucks. That actually sucks.
And I was so close to being done. I was like, I'm not going to replay the whole game for the last, like, 20% of it. So I never actually finished it. But I was pretty impressed with it. Like, it's definitely a game that was from its time. Like, it's pretty janky. But I was surprised by how well it held up in, like, 2017 when I played it. And I would say it's easily, like, sliding into the good tier.
Mm-hmm,
I think it
mm-hmm.
probably was amazing when it came out, but just kind of, we can't throw everything into amazing. And
exactly.
So I put it as solid good right now.
Okay. Middle of good, then?
I will say, though, the one little tangent on Half-Life I've got is the headcrabs are terrifying. Like, especially the start of the game when you just have that crowbar, like, wandering around in the beginning of Half-Life was genuinely scarier than, like, some of the horror games I've played. Because they make this horrible noise, and they are so incredibly fast jumping at your face. Like, it's terrifying.
Yikes. That does not sound fun. Let's move along.
No.
Street Fighter 2. Interesting game. This is, like, one of the few older style games on, like, a lot of these games on this list are newer. I feel like Street Fighter
mm-hmm.
2 is an interesting one, which is, like, obviously Street Fighter has been iterated on so many times, but I think why 2 gets my impression as an outsider to the series is that 2 is, like,
mm-hmm.
this perfect time capsule that's, like, a very balanced and simple yet perfected version of what it's, like, a distilled version of what it's become as the series has grown. And I think that's really cool. I think this game is good, but again, I wouldn't say it's, like, my favorite.
Yeah,
know?
This is my first argument to put in poor. And it's
okay.
not because Street Fighter is not a good series. Like, I think if I was going to get into a fighting game, Street Fighter is on the table for discussion. And I actually really like watching it as
yeah.
one of, like, the Evo games. But I think, like, this has to be a subjective list. And, like, obviously, like, pretty much all these games are going to be good or amazing, right? Like, it is a top 100 list for a reason. I think, like, subjectively, I have zero interest in playing Street Fighter. I just don't really like that style of fighting game. And, like, I would put it as poor for
okay.
myself.
You know, you've made your argument. I was ranking more based on, like, the series itself. But you're right. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have no interest in playing Street Fighter either. And because you make a good point about all these games are good pretty much across the board,
mm-hmm.
objectively, we're going to have to make some cuts. So, you know what, Street Fighter 2, get the hell in the poor. The poor category. How about Smash Ultimate?
Oh,
I
amazing.
Think it's amazing.
Now for I love this is back to back. I hate fighting games. Smash Ultimate's amazing.
Yeah.
We all know that Smash doesn't actually
yeah.
count
I
in
think
the
it's
same
better
genre.
Than, it's better than BioShock too, right?
Yeah.
Smash
I
Ultimate,
think so.
Like the crazy oh. roster. It's gotta be.
Yeah, you're right. It is a celebration of gaming after all. In
it's
fact,
fun.
Street Fighter is in it. So Street Fighter fans, don't worry. You've made it to amazing on a technicality.
Exactly. Team Fortress 2 right here. I motion for the same reason as Street Fighter goes in poor. I hate
agree.
Playing that game, even though I know there's a huge community and, like, I know you enjoy yourselves everybody.
I agree.
I
think
it.
This is, like, if you were an early PC game player and, like, you got in with, like, a fun clan and you joked around and you were with all the memes about it, it's awesome. But if you didn't, like,
yeah,
just,
good luck
you know,
to you.
You're yeah. in or you're out on that kind of community.
Yeah. Until Dawn, a podcast favorite, is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Throw that in the amazing.
I think
I would put it after
amazing.
BioShock.
Yeah. We're on the same wavelength today. We're doing
we right. are. We are. Hopefully this bodes well for next week.
Ooh. I think up next we have our first not played, not gonna play.
time.
Do you agree?
Yeah, that was one of those like live service games, right?
Yeah, it's one of those like free-to-play shooters that's available in the vein of like, what's the other one? The one with the portals, I think? Or is that Warframe? I don't even know.
I don't know. Say like Warframe gets points. I think it's got a cool aesthetic, or at least like the characters and the armors are cool, but it's just like in a sea of free-to-play games that like you can't, it's hard to commit time to one of them, let alone like trying all of them out.
Yeah, exactly. And why would I play that over Fortnite? Like, come on.
Mm-hmm. We got another strong contender next. It's Uncharted 4. Now, I will say, I really like the first three Uncharted games, but I actually haven't played 4 yet. And it is like a huge, like, missing piece on mm-hmm. my PlayStation library. But I'm assuming it's amazing based on the other games.
Yeah, Uncharted's a very interesting case. I think Uncharted 4 is, it's either this one or the Lost Legacy that's the best one. So I would say Uncharted 4 is, I would either put it at the top of good or the end of amazing, personally.
Okay.
I think there's actually better games at this point. I would almost say top of good, for the same reason not everything can be amazing.
That's fair.
All right, so after Uncharted, our next game is, I believe this is Yakuza 2. These are very small icons on this tier list. But I'm pretty sure it's Yakuza 2. What I am definitely sure about is it's one of the Yakuza games I've not played, because I do not recognize this box art. And so this is good, not played, but good. Mm-hmm. The first nomination.
Fair. That disclaimer, that is my entire opinion of the Yakuza franchise. It's one of those big franchises I really want to play and just haven't. So anytime Yakuza pops up, that's my answer.
Mm. Well, how do you feel about Battlefield 1?
I'm going to throw that in poor. Like, I don't think either of us are massive shooter players, and wait, Battlefield.
Have you played Battlefield 1?
No, sorry, you know, I haven't. You're right. I have not played Battlefield 1. I've played Battlefield 3, I want to say. So, yeah, not played, not gonna. Sorry.
Yeah, I would rather play Battlefield 1 than Warframe, I think.
I agree. I think it actually looked like a pretty interesting shooter, especially since, like, the World War I is a time period that doesn't really like show up very often, so I think it actually looked like a decent game. It's just not my preferred genre.
Would you like to read the next game for everyone?
No, I would like to actually throw this whole tier list in a fire, because it turns out it's not legit, because we have Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, and I mean, I think I can speak for everyone when I say this game needs its own new category in the tier list of just absolute dumpster fire garbage.
I haven't played enough of this to defend it that strongly. We can definitely put it in poor, but I won't put it in the lower two, because I have played it and I think it's okay. We can put it, gotta put it above Team Fortress. Come on, those people, they're crazy. Okay.
We can, fine. But, just stay for the record, it's in poor, where it belongs. All right, we gotta get back into some positives. So let's go Red Dead Redemption 2 and shoot that straight up to amazing. That game is incredible. Like, not only are the story, the writing, the characters, like, the world fantastic, but just the level of detail. Every time I see something about that game, it's like, oh yeah, do you know there's, like, a perfect, star cycle in the game, and like, oh sorry, my cat just ran into a wall. He's fine. He's just chasing one of his toys. But yeah, and like the animals like interact with each other on like legitimate like cycles of like how they would when they come into contact. Like, that game is like a masterpiece in terms of like what they managed to do, and then it's also fun. So
there you go. I've never played. I'm abstaining. Dota 2, never played it. Zero interest.
Yeah, I guess I'll put it in poor. I mean, I played League of Legends, which means that I have to dislike Dota as a rule.
Okay, I'm putting it below Team
Fortress.
I guess we
put it in, it's actually not played, not gonna. I've never actually played Dota.
Oh, then we're done. Okay, good.
Yeah.
What about Fire Emblem Three Houses? I think this game is good. It's good, not amazing. It's good. I would say, is it better than Castlevania? No. What do you think about it compared to Half-Life?
I mean, that's so hard to compare. I would put it maybe just below Half-Life because of the weird dating mechanics. Otherwise, it would be above it.
That's true.
But for the weird ass tea parties, it's going a step down.
That, I can agree with that for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a good game, though.
Yeah. Halo Reach. Halo Reach. I've played Halo Reach. Okay. I remember it being just, you know, I played mostly the online. It's just Halo Online. Like, I don't know. I'm thinking it's poor, to be honest. Like, you know, I would put some other mm-hmm. Halo stuff ahead of it. I think Halo 2 is better.
Okay. That's fair. Next we have Sonic. Is that Sonic Mania?
It's Sonic Mania. Yeah. And I have played Sonic Mania. Okay.
Not played good. I hear that is like the Sonic game to play right now.
Yeah, it's good. It's like the best that old school Sonic could feel in a modern context. I don't think mm-hmm. old school Sonic is overly fun in 2023, but I think Sonic Mania was. I think it could go probably at the end, though.
Played good. Have you played it?
Oh, yeah, I have played it. I have played it.
Oh, you have? Okay, yeah. Go for it, then. I have not played it.
Yeah, okay. Hat in Time, I have not played. This is like an indie platformer, I think, in the vein of like a... like a Sonic Adventure, like a...
I think Ratchet. It's like a Super Mario 64, I think, kind of like... Now, what's interesting is I have not played A Hat in Time, but I played Tunchi, I want to say. It was like one of the free Epic games recently. And the Hat Kid is a playable character in that game. It's like kind of like a Castle Crasher sort of style. And so we played Hat Kid in that game.
Oh, well, you basically played half the game. Okay.
Yeah, I actually want to play Hat in Time. I think it's supposed to be a really good platformer. The soundtrack is awesome. They've got some like electro swing going on. So it's been on my radar for a while, but I haven't gotten around to it.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I could say the same, I think. It's one of those I don't think I ever will get around to it, but if I was to sit down and play it, I'd probably enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've not played Batman Arkham City, although I did enjoy the first one a lot.
Mm-hmm. I have not played any of the Arkham games. So.
Okay. Well, I would play it. I would personally play it over Hat in Time. Are you really passionate about Hat in Time?
I mean, I'm more so than Batman, but I'm not like... Okay. I wouldn't fight Batman for it.
I'll put Batman ahead, man, just a little bit.
Okay.
This next game is called Jungle Party, apparently, and I've literally never seen or heard of this in my life, and I can pretty much guarantee
it kind of looks like Super Monkey Ball, but yeah, I think that's exactly
okay. We're gonna take just because we both have literally no idea what this is, I'm gonna Google it, but only after both of us take a guess of what it is.
Okay, it's called Monkey Party, right?
Jungle Party.
I think Jungle Party. Okay, yeah. I think it's like a little like mini game, like micro mini game, WarioWare kind of style game.
Okay.
With monkeys. Like if WarioWare met Super Monkey Ball.
Here's the trailer for Jungle Party. Oh, damn. I just ruined it for myself looking that up. What a stupid thing to do. I think you're right, though.
I think I am right. It's like a Mario Party like ripoff, right?
We're watching this together, everybody.
They're horrific looking.
Yeah, they're kind of like Teletubbies, but monkeys. In a way.
Yeah.
No TVs though, you know? Okay, skip through this, come on. This is definitely a mini game compilation, yeah.
Absolutely.
And so Mario Party.
Do you feel any differently about it now?
No, I would never play that in my life. In fact, I played over Dota, actually.
Put it, you know, Dota. I would too, because like that style of game, like, it's fun. Like, even if the mini games suck, like sitting on the couch playing that kind of game is always a good time.
All right, let's get back on track. Let's get back on track here. We gotta rip through some of these. Modern Warfare 3, right. Piss poor. Nope, don't want to play that.
Okay, right. I don't think I played it.
Okay, I played it.
Or if
it,
I have,
regret
it was,
it.
Yeah.
Crash Nitro Kart. That was vicious, I'm sorry.
That's your Tony Hawk, we found it.
Yeah.
Crash Nitro Kart, I feel like I've played this like once.
I own this game, and I haven't played as much as I wish I had. Something about it just doesn't grasp me like Mario Kart does. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's bad, but I don't love it either. I think it could be like the top of poor. I know it's a good game, but like, I mean, just for our taste, like the subjectivity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have another one I'm going to defer to you because I think this is definitely your taste, and that's Mass Effect 2.
Yeah. Mass Effect 2 is amazing.
That's your favorite Mass Effect, right?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's definitely, like, I would personally place it above Bioshock. I totally understand if for our list, it's maybe like... I could even think it's on the end of amazing, to be honest.
I would put it there. I played Mass Effect 1 and liked it more than I thought I was going to, but I didn't continue on with the rest of the series.
It's just so unfortunate because 2 specifically is just so much better than 1. It's like the glow up from, like, I don't know, Uncharted 1 to 2 or something, you know?
But yeah, that's which is a big difference, but like, it's hard to just play 2, right? Like, there's so much story stuff, like, you can't skip 1, so.
Yeah, no, it is, and that's one crippling factor about Mass Effect 2 that maybe is weighing it down. Final Fantasy 7, now this is not the remake, I've not played the original, but I would really like to.
Okay, so put it...
Put it,
relatively high up?
Put it here.
Watch Dogs.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I would put it not played, not gonna. Like, it's just to me, like, this game screams one of those, like, generic open world, like, Ubisoft kind of games to me.
This is like the generic Ubisoft city open world versus the generic Ubisoft, like, mythical open world in Assassin's Creed. So, I would still rather play it over the other games.
I think so. I think it's the top of this category.
Right.
So now we've got Uncharted 3. So that is a game I have played, and I quite liked it at the time. I think Uncharted's a little bit of a dated series, actually, thinking back on it. Like, I have positive feelings about it, but it's like, would I ever go back and play Uncharted? Like,
you know what it is? The Uncharted, the positive feelings are the way you remember the relationships and the characters and some of the set pieces. If you go back and actually do, like, the minute-to-minute gameplay, it's like... It's sort of generic action game at this point, like, or it's just been surpassed, right? But I still think it's good. I think that's totally accurate.
Yeah, I think that's exactly where I would put it. Now Uncharted is bookending good for now.
It's so lovely and perfect. Metal Gear Rising is a beat 'em up spin-off from Metal Gear, which I've not played, but again, seems kind of fun.
Yeah, I've not played the Metal Gear series, but that character is the coolest character from Metal Gear, I assume, because he's got a sword and he's kind of a cyborg, so I hope that's accurate. The picture is very small. All right, so next game up, I was about to take a sip of my water, but I ain't gonna, because everybody, it's Bloodborne, the best game ever made,
amazing. It's definitely beating up Smash for the top of amazing, for sure. Happy about 100%. That. And we're going to flip right back. Yeah, so far. We're going to flip it right back to Metal Gear Solid 5, I believe this is now. Another game I think will match the other Metal Gear game, and that we've not played it, but it's good.
Mm-hmm. I think that's perfectly fair. So maybe about Lego Star Wars 2. And this is a game where I actually think it's probably a cute game, but I don't want to play it, and I have not. So I would put that at the top of not played, not gonna.
We're really on the same wavelength. That was going to be my exact argument for this one, because I know people legitimately love this, and I guess that's the same for, like, Battlefield and Warframe and stuff too, but, you know, Lego games are fun. And also to point out, isn't it crazy how symmetrical this tier list is so far? Literally, like, even across board.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot left here. We gotta
Oh my god. Okay, let's keep going. So Shadow of the Colossus. I own this game. I bought this game on PS4 like 2 years, like when the remake came out. I bought the remake. I pre-ordered it. I have yet to play it. Don't know why, because it looks so fucking good. I really do want to play it. So. Yeah,
it's really good. I think it's I think it's going to go like here-ish, probably.
Yeah, okay. It's I'm down good. For this. And I'm kicking myself, like, it's I'm looking at it. Gotta play that game.
Oh, you know, a game that I've played before, I've played XCOM, and XCOM is a game that I want to like so much more than I actually like it. The way that it's laid out, like, it's just, it ends up just being fun for a few rounds, then it gets kind of tedious with, like, the asset management and everything. I just can't bring myself to fall into it too deeply, you know?
I'm in the exact same place, because I like turn-based strategy games, but I don't like XCOM, and I think what holds it back for me is that I don't love the setting, like the whole just like cities and aliens invasion, like, and like the big beefy like marine-y trooper guys, like that doesn't do anything for me. And the other problem too is, like, I find like there's just so much like downtime between missions to do all this stuff in your base and like research things, and it just, I felt like the pacing was really slow to me.
It's like Three Houses, but you do research and like base building instead of the coffee and tea.
I Yeah, and I think the other thing too about XCOM is that I think it's more strategy for like long, like it's more like macro strategy. Like you plan out your squad more, and then you do like the missions are all like really big, and you have to kind of like you plan like the whole way you're gonna approach it from the beginning. Whereas I think I typically tend to prefer more like micro strategy games, like Into the Breach, where you're kind of like changing your strategy and like thinking on the fly, like turn by turn, instead of like a big plan. So
Yeah. Okay, that makes
yeah.
sense. I'm gonna speed through these next ones really quickly
Okay.
because we have nothing to say about Assassin's Creed, so I'm gonna put Brotherhood, just did not play, not gonna, ahead of these two shit ass games back. Just
Yeah.
kidding. Have you played Brotherhood?
I'm trying to think. I've played the first couple, but I don't remember which one
Okay.
Brotherhood is, so maybe
I
not.
think it's the one in London.
Oh, then
Or is that
no.
Syndicate? I don't know.
That's
Either way.
Syndicate, but I don't think I've played Brotherhood.
GTA 4, neither of us have played. We're not going
No.
to. That's probably down below. Metal Gear Solid 3, I actually have played. I didn't love it. It had some
Okay.
complicated survival mechanics, and I had no idea what was going on in the story because it's the third one. And
Sounds a little
so
user
I played
error, but
it, you know,
I'll believe
I'm gonna say it was poor for those reasons, but I'm sure I would like it in the context.
it.
This is Assassin's Creed Black Flag. We've not played this
Okay,
either, have
that's
we?
the boat one. I
Yeah.
actually think that one actually looks pretty good. Apparently, the boat one is pretty good.
Okay. We can say we
Like,
want to
it's
play that.
different. I think it's different enough that, like, people really like Black Flag.
Okay. That's fair. I've heard the same. We can do that. Have you played Smite?
I feel like I have once, and I have zero memory of
Okay. Well, we don't want to play it.
it, so
We don't
that's
want to play
not a
Smite then. It can go.
good
I
sign.
think I'd rather
No.
play it than GTA, so let's put it there.
I think I'd rather play most things. Now, Doom, have you played Doom?
No, but I
This
would like
looks
to
to be the
play
new
Doom.
one. This is
Yeah,
the
this is
new
the
Doom.
2016, I
Yeah.
think.
So after playing, yes, right, because it came out the same day as Animal Crossing.
Yes.
So this is a game where I wanted to play it, and then Metal Hellsinger came out, and now I really want to play Doom. So I would put that like on the like the highest game and not
You
play
think it's
good.
higher than Yakuza?
For me personally, yeah, I
Okay.
think so.
Yeah, I think it could be too, especially since we're not 100% sure which Yakuza game that is. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's a bad sign for it looks good.
Borderlands 2, you know, I've played so much of this game, but I really don't think it's good. I think it's just the social aspect. I think it's like, it's probably here. You know, like,
Yeah.
poor but better than Tony Hawk because you don't like Tony Hawk, and then Modern Warfare,
That's
and
true.
yeah. Final Fantasy 15, I played. You know, consensus is not great, and I would say, yeah, not great. It's fine, but poor for the context of this tier list.
Time, oh
So,
boy. That might be the most scathing thing we've said
yeah.
because it was just so like emotionally drained, like oh,
I mean,
I see
I
where you
liked
go
driving around with the boys in the car, you know, that was fun. Like Ignis cooked some
with
food, but I didn't really understand all that was going on, and you know, it's fine.
this. The food always looked really fucking good
It
though. Like
was, it
that
was.
that's the best part of the game.
Okay, well we got a couple Dark Souls coming up, so let's just wedge Watch Dogs 2 in right below Watch Dogs 1 for, or
Right.
maybe above. Maybe 2 is better. I think
Let's
2 is
hope it's
better.
better. It should be. I mean, it should be,
Okay.
right?
All right, give me 30
So Dark
seconds
Souls
on Dark
3.
Souls 3 and Dark Souls because we are running out of time.
Okay, I want Dark Souls to be after Bloodborne and Dark Souls 3 to be after Dark Souls 1.
No.
I think Dark Souls 3 has some of the best bosses in the entire series and some of the like most beautiful areas. Dark Souls 1 has by are the best pacing and level design in any of the Souls games, and some of my favorite NPCs. So
Okay.
that's where I would
Great
slot
arguments. You
them.
know what? I'm even down to put them there at this point because I don't have the passion for Smash or BioShock like you do for these. That's fine. But remember, it's not going to stay like this because this is where the fun's
Sorry, Dark
happening.
Souls 1 beats Dark
Oh,
Souls
like this.
3.
Okay,
Yeah,
perfect, perfect.
that's perfect.
Great.
This is my perfect list. Where's
Excellent. Okay. Well,
Sekiro?
Sekiro's not
He's
going
coming.
in that high for a combined list. I'll just tell you that. Shadow of War. Have you played that?
Is that the first one or the second
That's the
one?
second. That's
Because
the second one.
okay, I played some of the first one, and
Yeah.
while the orc system was really cool, I didn't love the game very much outside of that. So Shadow of War is kind of like it's probably good, but because I'm a bit sour on the first game, I don't really want to play it.
I'm on the same path. I was sour on the first game too. Like, I wasn't sour. It was just kind of generic, and some of the skills were cool, and I didn't mind the combat, but I just, the setting didn't do anything, and whatever.
It was so brown.
I know.
Drab. Everything was like brown mud walls, and like,
yeah.
I think it changes once you get past a certain point, but it was just such a drab place to be in. And
it's funny because when I beat the game, like the second half of the game takes place in this like lush, vibrant kind of, well, not vibrant, that's giving the game a lot of credit, but it's certainly more colorful than like Mordor, the first part of the game. And it's a shame you couldn't go there earlier, I think, because that was very gloomy. This is just Need for Speed. I believe it's like a remake, or maybe the PS3 version or something. I'm not too sure.
Okay, I have not played Need that. Well,
no,
maybe I have. I feel like this is a game like I played at a friend's house every now and again. But whether it was that Need for Speed, I could not tell you. Gun to my head, I could not tell you.
Neither could I. I think we'll just toss it in maybe here. Any objections, just let me know. Now, Mario Odyssey is amazing.
Yes, I would put that in the amazing tier. I love Mario Odyssey. It was the game I bought with my Switch and totally justified the purchase. I would put it like...
I was going to put it here, kind of between Bioshock and Until Dawn.
I was going to say on either side of Bioshock, so that is fantastic.
I think I prefer Bioshock.
I think Bioshock is like... Well, they're just going for different things, right? Like, Bioshock is such a like... intense like artistic experience, and then Mario Odyssey is just like pure fun and dopamine all the time.
I take it back. I like Mario Odyssey more. I take it back.
Yeah.
I like the idea of Bioshock, and like the world is very cool, but if I had to sit down and play one of those right now, it's Mario Odyssey.
That's fair. Mario Odyssey, best game on the Switch. Just
I would probably agree.
Maybe after Smash, I don't know. Yeah, best single player game on the Switch.
Devil May Cry 5, I've not played but desperately want to. I would put this probably in my version of your Doom because I played, but I'll put it lower just because I'm getting Final Fantasy 16 soon, which is supposedly pretty similar for combat. So, Soul Calibur 6, I own this game, and similar to what other game we were talking about, I haven't played enough of it to justify. You know, like I haven't played a lot. It's good though. I think it's maybe on the back end of good.
Okay. Yeah, you slotted in where you went.
Okay. Where are we at? Another Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Now this is the new one.
That one. That is the Egypt one.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, it's the Rome one. Sorry. Now this is the one that was controversial because it had like a bunch of like microtransactions in it. So I think that's in the not played, not gonna.
Yeah, I agree. That's right. Yeah. You could buy like level ups and stuff like that.
Yeah, you could buy. You could like skip like. Apparently, the story was like really grindy, but you could like pay to skip some of the like shitty grindy parts, and it was just kind of a bit of a mess.
Okay, well, I think I'm gonna put it there. I think we've got a clear like bottom three in this category now: Smite, Jungle Party, and Dota 2. That are like, we just desperately don't want to play them.
That's fair, yeah. Like, please. Now, this is the newest Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's pretty fun. Like, Mortal Kombat's always a good time, because, like, even if, like, you can just play it casually and it's still, like, outrageous. So I would put it on, like, the back end of good.
Okay. Yeah, like, I don't know if I've played too much, but...
As a non-fighting game player, I enjoyed playing it. Like a couple times here and there.
Okay. This is Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which I believe is the remake of Modern Warfare, which that was obvious. That's actually one of the Call of Duties that I do like. And I played like a few evenings of this when it was remastered with some friends and just relived the glory days of coming home from high school and playing this. So that was fun, but I wouldn't say overall it's like a great, but I think it's again the back end of good.
Okay.
Maybe over here. The campaign has some cool missions, actually. There's an awesome stealth mission in that game that is legit really cool, despite, you know, some of the other parts of the game.
Well, speaking back in the glory days, we now have the original Doom. And I think this game, while I appreciate what it did at the time, is not a game I want to play. Like, I want to play the new Doom, but I think it's just like I'm not a retro gamer enough to want to go back to like OG Doom.
Now I have played Doom, so I can put it on the list, but I would agree that I think, like, I understand where it's coming from historically, like we always say that, but I don't think it's good today. Like, I would never want to sit and play Doom. I'll put it like back here, probably, you know, if that's cool with you.
Yeah.
Half-Life 2. Did you say you'd played that?
I have not played it.
Okay, so I'm the one that's played some Half-Life 2.
Yeah, I had the first one covered, so you're on the duty of the second one.
The thing is, again, like similar to my other game, I hadn't played the first one. I didn't have the story context, and I only made it partway through, so I feel like I'm not really equipped to judge it. Maybe I actually will say that I haven't played it, coming to think of it. It was a long time ago. Well, do you want to play it or no?
I have an interest in playing it. I don't know if I ever will, but I enjoyed the first one enough that I do have a passing interest in
it. Okay. Take it away on League of Legends.
I want to put League of Legends in the good tier. I think League of Legends is actually an amazing game. I fucking love League of Legends. It is so incredibly fun to play when you've got like a team squatted up, and I love watching the pro league, but I never will play it because I don't have the time to like have a consistent group of five and like be good at it. And then I'm never, ever going to play without a full team of five because the player base is so incredibly toxic. So amazing game brought down to good because you get told to kill yourself in champ select. And that's just a horrible environment to be in.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. I think it can go at the end, though, right? Because it's legal.
Yeah. Okay. I want it to be an amazing because I think the game and the developers deserve it to be there. But unfortunately, it is not.
In a similar way, I think Overwatch is got a lot of similarities to that in the fact that it's like significantly more fun if you have a full team and know what you're doing and do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I personally think Overwatch is pretty fun, but it kind of came and went, and I just don't know if I'll ever get back into it. You know, the sequel came out, it kind of just came in and then no one's playing it. Like,
yeah,
I think it's good.
I had the same experience. Like, I played quite a bit of it when it first came out, and we had a lot of fun, and it was the opposite to League, where like most of the people I found were actually like quite pleasant, like we made some friends. And I would put it like in the lower end of good because I think Overwatch was a great game. Like, a lot of the heroes are really fun creative designs, but
I think unfortunately, it could go even as high as this, like, between Fire Emblem and Fallout. Fair. I think that's fine,
but you're right that it had its time, and you know, that was it for me
now. That makes sense. Let's go along to some more of these games over here. We have next Crash. What is this? Crash 3?
That's the, isn't that the compilation that came out?
Like, that's the compilation. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, now, that game is good. I bought it. I like it. I think it holds up still relatively well. It's fucking hard, though. Like, I will tell you, like, that game is harder than any FromSoft game I've ever played. Like, I have not beaten Crash. That one level where you're jumping on the icy bridge in the snow, like, holy fuck.
It's just, it's like those old school, like, you know, purposely want you to die a bunch of times. Like, like, end of good?
I would put it at the end of good. I think it's like the very, very end after League. I think it would be higher if it didn't have a life system that made you, like, restart levels and when you were stuck on a part later, but it's still fun.
Okay.
Is that God of War 3?
It is.
Okay, so we got our boy Kratos showing up. This is God of War 3. So
with
the final
wing, the big eye.
The big eye, yeah. The final game in the OG trilogy. It's like a fucking good game.
It's a good game. God of War. I think it's near the top of good.
I would put it above Uncharted in the top of good.
Okay, as someone that's played Uncharted 4, I agree with that. What a game. Mm-hmm. And like, what a finish, the way you like, oh my god.
Yeah, it was a great series. Like, yeah.
Cool boss fight, too. This is the Dragon Ball FighterZ, which I played it, and I actually had a good time for like an afternoon. I don't know if that means it's any good, or if I should even classify myself as having played it. But I think it's like, I think it could either go here, or if you've played it too, it could be like the end of good.
I have not played it.
Okay.
But I do love that studio, and oh my god, is it pretty. So
yeah. All right. Maybe there. Between Half-Life and Head in Time. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Far Cry 3, I've not played.
I have not played, and I know this is always one of the, this is like top tier game for a lot of people. But, and I think, like, I got soured on it maybe because, like, everyone just didn't shut up about it for a while. But, like, I just don't think it looks that appealing. Like,
I don't think Far Cry is that appealing either. The only thing is, like, Michael Mando plays the villain. He's a really awesome actor and does, like, a great job apparently playing this guy. But that's not enough to draw me into a Far Cry.
Yeah, but style. Like that's the whole selling point, I think. And
yeah, so put it there and not gonna play. And I think the same with FIFA 20. I think that can just go straight on down to with Dota 2 and Jungle Party.
I put it there, but I do have a question: why FIFA 20 specifically? But well,
I mean, I would guess that this was probably made in 2020. Is that right? Or these games come out after that? I'm not sure.
I don't think we've seen a game that has come out after since that at least I can recognize.
That's got to be it.
So maybe that's it.
Hmm. How about Tetris? I think Tetris is a good game.
I think Tetris is a good game. I think there's a testament to Tetris still being fun to play. It is like just perfect in its simplicity. So
I would put it up like middle of good, maybe even better than Overwatch. Maybe better than Fire Emblem.
Sure. Put it beside Half-Life, two kind of classic games.
I think so. Like Fire Emblem has dating problems. You don't have to date anyone in Tetris. You can just do puzzles.
No, but if you did, you'd date. That's right. You date. I did the square block.
Oh my god. Fortnite is amazing. It is amazing. And I think Fortnite is amazing, although it's not like gonna be at the top, because for me a lot of it comes from like the social aspect rather than just the game. But I think it's definitely like, I would put it above Red Dead and Mass Effect 2, personally.
I think it's tough to judge because so much of it is the social aspect, but like, but you know,
you could also pick any one of other hundreds of games to use as a social platform, though. Like something about Fortnite is so magnetic.
Yeah, that's true. It is a lot of fun. I'm biased because we had such a good time playing the other night. So yeah, Fortnite is great. And there's swords now, so you know.
That's right. World of Warcraft, I've actually never formally played it, and I really don't want to. This Same. Might be below I'm FIFA for me.
My I friend, think I'd rather play FIFA. Shout out to my friend Van, who sent me a cute picture of a snail in World of Warcraft yesterday, which I really liked, but otherwise awesome. I don't want to play this game.
Pokemon Emerald, I think it is, I think it's one of the better Pokemon games.
Yeah,
I don't know, that makes it amazing.
I put it in good. I really like Gen 3. Gen 3 is like one of the last gens that feels really nostalgic to me.
I think it is the last gen that feels nostalgic for me. Something about being on the GBA, you know?
Yeah, too much water, but otherwise it's a great gen, so.
What about...
Above Overwatch, maybe.
Okay.
I think Fire Emblem's got better like tactics for like an RPG, but yeah.
Yeah. Now, here we go. God of War 2018. Now we got to have a conversation. This is second place.
I think it's second place because now we don't know what third game has been introduced into our Hall of Fame
That's
yet
true.
Because we
at this time we will know. We will know now in the future.
But currently the two games in there are Bloodborne and God of War 2018, so that has to be the top two at amazing right now.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. What a game, what more can you say? And Grand Theft Auto 5 will put probably right near the bottom. I'd rather play it than Grand Theft Auto 4.
Me but, too, but only because it has one more number of power to add to it. And I can play it on my fridge, so that's fun.
Have you played Horizon? I don't remember.
I have not. I would like to because the mech look really cool.
Yeah, I've played a little bit, but I think we'll rank it as not played just because I haven't given it a proper chance. And but I think it would be high for my not played list.
Yeah,
maybe
it would be like after Doom, personally. Yep, that seems fair.
Yakuza 0, I love Yakuza 0. This game is amazing. It's my first ever Yakuza game. It brought me into the series. I learned my boy. Oh my God, I'm blanking on their names now. Minijima is his name? Yeah, oh my God, what a badass. Those games are just so hilarious. That's Nijima, yeah. Goro Nijima, I think. Yeah. Majima. I got it now. Majima. Anyway, what a game. Very funny. I've never laughed so much as playing Yakuza when playing a game, legitimately. That being said, I don't know if it's more amazing than Until Dawn or Shadow of the Colossus or Fortnite or any of these, really. Maybe the end of Amazing.
Okay. But it still made the cut.
Yeah.
Have you played this next Batman game?
I believe this is actually Injustice. I think that's Superman.
Oh, it's Injustice. Oh, the pictures are so small and it was dark. So I guess Batman. I have actually played Injustice. Yeah. It's like, it's like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I think it could go right beside Mortal Kombat. Potentially.
Okay, but after it. Because I think the Mortal Kombat characters are cooler than the Injustice characters.
I agree. Although I kicked ass with Supergirl, I'll tell you that.
But I like the Bug Girl in Mortal Kombat, and I think she'd beat up Supergirl. So
we'll have to test that out one day. Somehow. Lego Indiana Jones. Now, this can go right beside that other Lego game, I would imagine.
Yeah, but I put it above Star Wars because I'd rather play Indiana Jones than Star Wars.
Oh, I'd rather play Star Wars, but whatever. What? I'll let you have it. I'll let you have it. Okay. Remember that, though. Remember.
No, it's not worth it.
Okay, Lego Star Wars again. No, I don't want to play that.
Okay, put that beside Lego Star Wars.
There we go. Now, Mario Kart 8 is amazing. And it's amazing. It's amazing for sure, but I think...
It's amazing because not only is it fun for us, our mom played it with us one time.
And that's true.
She had fun too.
And didn't have motion sickness, which is amazing. Yes. I think it's good. Like, Mario Kart is just such a classic. Like, it is an amazing game. I think it could go probably near the end, though. Like, it's not revolutionary. It's just a hell of a fun party game.
It's just fun. Exactly. Now we got another Mario. Have you played the Galaxy games?
Played number one, and that is the first one here too. So
So this I have not played, but I really, really want to.
I liked it a lot. I think Odyssey is better. Galaxy it's kind of weird on the Wii. Like, it's just you have to use like the motion stuff, and it's not terrible, but it wouldn't be my first preference. But the game itself, like going to all the different planets and the different gravities and all the different power-ups you get and puzzles and hidden things, it's just so jam-packed in the same way as Odyssey. But I think it's not as high, so I'd say it's probably again towards the end of amazing.
Okay, but still not amazing. That's powerful. I have to play.
No, I said amazing.
Yeah, I'm just surprised. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't have thought you'd put it so
high. No, it's good. It's really good. Like, if you like Odyssey, you gotta play Galaxy. It's very cool. Mm-hmm. Minecraft, I haven't played and don't want to, although I do respect Minecraft.
I have a bit of Minecraft, and I think Minecraft is the ultimate the hell out of it, and I love that it exists, but it's not my cup of tea. So I probably put it the highest four. But with the accolade of, like, it's one of the best games ever made objectively, I just don't personally find it very fun.
Fair enough. Now, Monster Hunter World is a sick game.
I really want to play it. It just came to Xbox Game Pass, and I was super stoked. I was going to play with a friend. He has it on Steam, but there's no crossplay between Game Pass and Steam. So I haven't played it yet, and I'm devastated.
You should be. It's very fun. I actually think Rise is better. The newer one that just came out. I mean, you lose a little bit in the graphical fidelity, but it's got infinitely more to do. Like, whatever. This isn't about Monster Hunter Rise, but it's made me think of World a little bit less amazingly. Although I still think it's a good game. But I'd probably put it, you know, below Sonic Mania.
Okay. That's fair.
So, yeah. Overcooked 2, amazing.
Overcooked 2, I think. I would have put it at the very top of, like, high good. I think, like, this game, like, because the difference with Fortnite is, like, Fortnite is still would be fun to play on your own. I don't think Overcooked 2 would be fun to play on your own. Like, it is 100% the social aspect, but the circumstances that it enables for the social aspect is so incredibly fun and fantastic that I would put it in, like, a high good.
I think you talked me down off the ledge there. There's no way this is better than Mario Kart, and Mario Kart's at the end of amazing. So... Yeah, let's stick it, I think it's third.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Like, I can think of times playing Overcooked 2 where I was, like, unable to breathe laughing because just, like, so the stuff that happens is funny, but, yeah.
So after this, we have a couple we're going to just toss right in the old not going to Counter-Strike. I don't think you've played Counter-Strike, right? And neither have I.
I have not. Nope.
My interest couldn't be much lower. Let's play it with, like, these poor games. I still rather play FIFA. FIFA's the bar. I'd rather FIFA's play FIFA. Because it would be fun. Like, if you and I were to sit down right now and, like, play a match of FIFA having no idea what we're doing, it would actually be fun. So
that's fair.
We can say that. Pac-Man, you know what? Respect you, Pac-Man. Thanks for coming out. But I don't think you're very good anymore.
Yeah,
think?
we'll put that above TFT and
Yeah,
or Team
some.
Fortress 2
I
and
mean,
4.
I guess you could make the Tetris argument, but Tetris is so much more fun than Pac-Man, in my opinion.
100%. Like, I would play Tetris to kill time at work. I would not play Pac.
Yeah.
I would do my work at work instead of play Pac-Man.
Oh my god. Now, here we go. Persona 5. Now, it's going straight up here. Persona 5 has to at least go below God of War.
I was going to put it above God of War, actually.
Oh, I thought we were just going to hold those two because they made the
Yeah,
well,
but
well,
that's
I mean,
true.
you're not going to get an argument from me. I mean, that's fine.
That's how I feel about it right now.
That's
I'm a little
fine.
biased. I'm playing
Yeah.
Persona 5 Royal right now, and I'm like so incredibly
Okay.
in love with this game.
Hey, well, for all we know, this game could be the third inductee into our Hall of Fame.
I mean, it's got a really fucking good chance. It's got everything going for it. Shout out to my boy Ryuji. I love P5.
Me too. Shout out to P5. And an anti shout out to Pokemon Sword, which is, I think, the second weakest entry they've probably had in the recent years after Ultra Sun and Moon. And I think this game is poor. So I would put it probably, I still think it's better than some of these poor games. I'd probably put it after Crash.
Yeah,
I'd
I
rather
think
play
that's
than Halo
fair.
Reach and XCOM and all these guys.
Yeah, I did actually like beat that game and I
Yeah.
enjoyed it for what
I
it
mean,
was,
yeah.
but
I enjoyed it while
yeah.
I was playing through, but I've never thought about Pokemon Sword again. Like, I couldn't tell you one of the gym leaders. I didn't, you know, like, it's fine. It's
It's not memorable. But we got Wooloo, so shout out to Wooloo.
That's right. Pong, same thing as Pac-Man, I think. Probably even
Yeah,
less so.
Pong right beside Pac, maybe above Pac-Man. I don't know. I'm feeling
Actually, I'd rather play Pong than Pac-Man too.
Yeah.
Again, I'd rather play against you in Pong than sit and play Pac-Man and then be like, okay, see if you can beat my score now. And then watch
Yeah,
you play
I'd be like,
Pac-Man.
actually, I jumped off a bridge, so I didn't. But you know, here's two fucking good games to back that up is Portal 1 and Portal 2. And I think like we can put them both up to amazing
Yeah.
together. Like they kind of like they're so similar, they come as a package. Like
I think that's a
they're
good
the puzzles
call.
are great, they're hilarious. Like how
I
can you
think
not
we
like
could.
Portal?
I would like to shove both the portals just after Shadow of Colossus above Fortnite.
I think that's pretty fair.
Portal 2 after Portal 1? I think Portal 2
Yeah.
is probably better. The puzzles are more in depth. There's a co-op mode.
Yeah, I think so. Portal 1 just came out of nowhere and like blew you away. And then Portal 2 was like, here's everything that was good about Portal 1, but there's more of it. So the perfect sequel.
So speaking of sequels, Jackbox Party Pack 6. I don't think I've played that. I love Jackbox, but haven't played
I
Party Pack
have.
6.
I'm pretty sure I've played it. I mean,
How can you remember which is which?
I don't remember which pack is which, but I just think as far as
Yeah.
Jackbox goes, they're good games. Like, I would put it
I agree.
somewhere in good. Maybe like,
Mid good.
good, like, above Uncharted 3, maybe. They're
Okay.
fun. Like, they're just
Yeah.
good party games.
Yeah, above Uncharted 3, that's good. Resident Evil 2. Now,
You're
I've
up.
played this. Scary. Haven't played much of it, but it's good. I think it's mid good. I think it can go higher once you've played it. Probably.
Okay. I intend to play the remake,
Yeah.
but I have
Let's
not
stick
yet.
It below Monster Hunter, above Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Okay, yeah. Put the guys with the guns beside each other. That's a good idea.
Exactly. Now this is the original Resident Evil 4, which is very interesting because the remake is like amazing and I love it to death, but I've never played the original. So I think it's just going to have to go into not played and good because
Okay.
I think that's the same for you, right? You don't even
Yeah,
play
that's
the
true.
remake. Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna play the remake, right?
Yeah.
Like at this point,
Yeah, you
that's
have to
the
now.
smart play. But...
Now, Sekiro. Oh
Okay.
boy. This is the contentious one, eh?
I think that what it comes down to is how high will you let me put my favorite rhythm game in the entire
Oh
world?
my god, this rhythm game joke is so overplayed.
No, but it's not even a joke, it's
Okay,
true.
let's just see. It's only a rhythm game if you know what you're doing and you're good at it, though. For me, you can't get into a rhythm when you're getting your head kicked in by Lady Butterfly. There's no. Let's just see here. We can make a combo. Let me look through this list and find one that I know you won't want high that I might. How about Shovel Knight?
Okay, yeah, I think that's fair because I have not
Because
really
you've
played
not
Shovel
played it.
Knight.
So why don't we
And I
say
know you
Shovel
love
Knight and.
Shovel Knight.
Yeah, I'm down to make that trade if you want to say Shovel Knight and that one go together
Sure,
somewhere
and
near the
I would
top.
put them like maybe after the Dark Souls, a
Oh,
book
for sure, after the
smash.
Dark Souls, because yeah, I think
Yeah.
that makes sense, because I would rather play both of those other Souls games, and you
And
wouldn't
you
want to
know what?
fight
I'm
that.
so generous that I will even let you put Shovel Knight above Sekiro because
Okay.
I want to play Shovel Knight, whereas I know you don't want to play Sekiro. But for the
Fair enough.
record, let it be said that Sekiro is the best game ever made, aside from maybe Bloodborne. I can never decide, but I think I like Bloodborne better, but Sekiro's so fucking good. Okay, done. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I'm
And
gonna
the
stress
thing
about
with
that.
Sekiro is I so desperately wanted to like Sekiro. I bought it on day one. I played it. I was the thing. The lore is cool, like the place is cool, everything's cool. I just can't play it, and I, you know what? It's
I'm
whatever.
gonna teach you one day. We're
I just
gonna
don't
sit down
have
with a few drinks. No, but it will. You can do it.
I think I'm just past it. It's the fact now I'm like resentful of it and I don't want to do it. And I know
Oh,
that's the classic FromSoft story, but also I'm just like, I'd rather play other stuff. Like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to put
one
I don't
day.
want to commit the time to it. Anyway.
Oh, you but one day on my deathbed, this is what you'll give to me.
Oh my God. Okay. Super Metroid. Now, I have played Super Metroid. Not beaten it. I think it's good. I think it's not my favorite Metroid. I think it's probably my least favorite Metroid aside from the NES one, just because the newer ones I find more modern and slick and whatnot. But I think it's good. I think it can go like somewhere at the bottom of good, maybe around the Jackbox and Soul Calibur area.
Totally your call on this
That's a
one.
blasphemous call, by the way. People are gonna kill us for that one. They're gonna be like, "That's amazing."
I know. Well, wait till they hear what we say about the next one, Super Mario 2.
Oh
That's
my
another one
God.
of the like these are like OG classic games, but you have to think objectively, like
Yeah.
in 2023, if you didn't play them as kids and it wasn't like the most mind-blowing shit that ever came out, like hard, like amazing respect for these games. But in 2023, someone who's
Yeah.
not nostalgic for it, how fun is it to actually sit down and play today?
I did play this game like last year, and I think it was fine. It'll
I
be
like
like,
Super Mario.
yeah, it'll be fine. Like, I
Yeah.
think it's a good platformer, but by no means is it amazing anymore.
Yeah, I think it's a good platformer. What I, you know, like Hollow Knight exists now, and so my
Yeah.
standards for platformers are, just in a certain place. But I think it's awesome. Like I would put it above Sonic Mania. I think like
You put
Mario
above
more than I
Sonic
like
Mania.
Sonic.
I was gonna suggest it goes like by Metroid, but we can move it up
Oh,
if you want. I would put it above.
I think I like Mario more than I like Sonic when I'm thinking about
Okay.
like kind of older games.
Okay. I think I like Mario more than Sonic 2, although Sonic Mania is like a little different than the old ones, that's for sure. If this was like Sonic 2 versus Mario 2, there'd be no comparison.
That's
But I agree. I
true.
think Mario's still more fun.
Yeah, we'll
Speaking of
show Mario a little bit
Mario,
of respect.
we got Galaxy 2
Okay,
here, and I've not played Galaxy 2, sadly.
I think that is the new highest game and not played good because I
Yeah.
so badly want to play the Galaxy games and you like them too,
I'm with
so.
you. And this one you get to play with Yoshi as well. So, I mean, how could it get any worse? It's got to be better than Galaxy 1 just for that reason.
Yes, that checks
Now,
out.
we have Terraria, a game which I've not played.
I have also not played, and it's another kind of like crafty, like worldly one, and I
Yeah.
just
I don't think I want to play it, to be honest. Do
yeah, I'm
you?
gonna put that high up and not
Yeah.
play because I think it looks actually really good, but just not
Maybe
something I
after
want
the
to spend
Watch
some
Dogs
time.
games, would you
Yeah,
rate? Yeah.
okay.
Above
In between
Battlefield?
the Watch Dogs games,
In
just for the
between.
chaos.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else perfectly could split the Watch Dogs games aside from Terraria?
That's true. That's how the math works out, guys. You can't get mad
My
at us.
God. All right, we got Skyrim next. I don't think Skyrim is that great anymore, even though at the time it was pretty groundbreaking. What do you think?
Skyrim is like at the end of good. Like I think it's still
Yeah.
like got some really like fun stuff going for it. Like the world's cool. I
Sure.
have like 150 hours in Skyrim, so I can't put it lower than
That's fair.
that.
That's fair enough. Okay, The Last of Us. Now we got another amazing argument to have here.
Last
The Last of Us
great
is
to amazing.
high up there. Now where would you personally put The Last of Us?
I would put it at least above Smash Ultimate.
Oh, The Last of
At
Us.
least,
Yeah, for me, The Last
if
of
not
Us,
higher.
I would argue that if depending how high you are on these two Souls games, that it could go in the middle of these two Souls games.
Okay, it made me cry, so put it in the middle. Beans can't often do that, but I fucking true. Cried.
I mean, so, we're talking yeah. about the cream of the crop here anyway. We'll do this yeah. list tomorrow and it'd be different, so.
Exactly. We'll see. These are the S-plus tiers. Yeah.
Now, here come some Zelda games, and at the risk of getting into some long conversations that we've kind of had before, I think our general feeling on Zelda is that, well, actually,
do you want me to speed fire these? Because I have played them, and I think you've only played Ocarina, correct?
I played Ocarina, and I didn't love it for what it's worth, but you take the lead on these. I'm flexible.
So I want to put Breath of the Wild in good. I think it's not the best game ever made, but it has some amazing aspects to it, so... We'll put it like above.
I think it's got to be high, like, good, probably.
Yeah, we'll put it like maybe just below Undercooked, which is a hilarious game for it to be. Just below Overcooked.
Yeah, I think that's great. That's perfect.
That's amazing and hilarious. I want to put that Wind Waker game, maybe at like the end of good by Skyrim. Like, still okay. good, but I don't love it as much. Now, Ocarina, I like more than Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to put it above Breath of the Wild, even if that means having to slide Breath of the Wild down. I just think it has to be above.
Why don't
it.
We sandwich Overcooked between the two legendary Zelda games?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, Overcooked would love to be sandwiched. It's a food game.
Wow, that was a good pun, and I didn't even intend that. Uncharted 2 is next, and I kind of hit on it when we talked about Uncharted 4, but I really don't think the older Uncharted games hold up that great anymore. Like, they're still good, but they would be, I think they'd be like the end of good, honestly, like okay. just because they're held, the character and story are so strong, but the gameplay is just bullet sponge yeah. enemies.
I love Nathan Drake, but we'd love to see him do something new, maybe.
You know what I'd love to see is Nathan Drake in a Telltale style game,
because he would be so much fun in something. Yeah, because he's got such a strong personality, and like the characters are so good,
and it could
good.
Be so funny. There could be like romances, you know, it would just be awesome.
Yeah. There'd be like intrigue and like betrayal and like secret plots. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of intrigue, betrayal, and Telltale games, we have Telltale's The Walking Dead, which ranks extremely high on James's list.
I know you here. Love this game, and you have a hedgehog named Clementine.
I sure do.
Take
I
us
sure
away.
Do. I'm gonna put it.
It's got to be above Until Dawn, right? Do you think it's a better?
Oh, for sure. This game is for sure. I was gonna put it on the backside of Sekiro. Here. Okay. Better than Smash, worse than Sekiro, just because the one thing that this game does not have going for it, and like it's undeniable in this year, is just that it's old. It's one of those older Telltale games when the engine was like first being developed, and it's kind of, you know, janky in some of the movement, and you know that part isn't going to hold up great, but everything else is just like chef's kiss. Love it. Speaking of games that people really love, The Witcher 3. I've not played it.
I really want to read the books.
I think this could go after Galaxy 2.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly fair. We're back in Yakuza territory, James. What do you think?
It's Yakuza Town. Okay, let me divide these two up for us here. Yakuza 4, I've heard some good things, so I think it would go above Yakuza 2.
The one that we don't know. Yeah.
And then this, is Kiwami 2. And that's just like a spin-off series. I believe it features some different characters. But because it's a spin-off, I'm going to put it below, because there's just so many Yakuza games. How could you ever want to? How could you play them all in the spin-offs? I'm just going to, you know, ignore a little bit more.
I can't wait to see what goes in the middle of the Yakuza train.
It's a tradition.
Is it Apex Legends? Because that's our next game.
Well, no, because I've played a lot of Apex Legends.
I have also played a decent amount. Well, not a decent amount. I played a bit when it was new. I thought it was cool. Like, too intense for me. I feel like with those games, like, I either want to play it a lot and get good, or, like, I don't want to put the time in. And so Apex was, like, cool game, don't want to put the time in, so I play it.
Yeah, Apex was my pre-Fortnite online game social thing, and I really loved it. Like, when the times we were really into that game, like, it was so cool. And I still think it is really cool. But it just got outclassed by Fortnite, honestly. And it's just, you know, not as, it's just so shootery at the end of the day. Fortnite's so vibrant and amazing. This game is, you know, it's still cool with the hero powers and stuff, but it just doesn't have that magic.
Side note, Fortnite is cool, and you don't have to be a pro gamer all the time.
That's right. So, I think Apex is good, though, for sure. Like, it's definitely, I would say, like, maybe above Tetris.
Is Tetris good, though?
I think it's better than Tetris. I think it is. Okay. I think we've hit that mark. Yeah. We can pass Tetris on Apex. Because the other thing about Apex is the movement just feels so great. Like, yeah, it's built off the Titanfall 2 controls, and you got the, like, wall running and the, you know, with certain characters, yeah, and different grapple hooks and all that stuff. It's cool.
And I love the robot guy, so.
Yes.
Shout out to him.
Okay, Celeste. I played Celeste and loved it. Great game.
Celeste is the highest not played but one to play for me.
Yeah.
So far in this list.
I would say Celeste is... I personally think it's slightly overrated just because of the story. Like, I know it's a very powerful story, but I think, like, the platforming maybe isn't quite as amazing as, like, I think it's overinflated in terms of how good the gameplay is just because the story is so impactful. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but I still think it's great, and it could easily be, like, in the top few of good here.
Mm-hmm. You can shot a bit above Zelda if you want, because I feel like if I play it, I might be inclined to put it there.
Yeah. You would like it if you played it, for sure. It's a killer game. It's very cool.
Oh, I own it. One day I will play it.
Oh, man. Okay, Chrono Trigger. I can't say that I've played it.
No.
I would like to play it, but I wouldn't put it above, really. I wouldn't put it above Final Fantasy VII, which is already here.
Mm-hmm. You put it lower. Above the Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. It's by Assassin's Creed and... Metal Gear there. Dishonored 2 is literally on my list to play. You played Dishonored 1 or have you played 2?
I played 1. I have not played 2.
Let's talk about 1 first then, because I loved 1 when I played it.
Okay, I also loved 1. I thought the world was cool, that kind of like steampunky fantasy world.
The flexibility with which you can like execute your tasks.
Yeah, the level design was so good. Like, I always felt like you had so many options of like how you wanted to like proceed in the area. You could like, there's so much verticality, like teleporting up on top of pipes, going in and out of buildings, like,
yeah,
and it was a really
like poison guys too instead of directly kill them. That stuff is just so ingenious when you can make it work. Like, I know he's gonna walk over here and then he's gonna drink this cup, and it's so awesome. This is definitely amazing.
I loved it.
Definitely amazing, right?
Yeah, I would probably put it like
low amazing.
I would put it after Red Dead is where I would put it, but I don't know.
I would probably still put Mass Effect higher personally.
Mass Effect first? Okay.
Yeah. With it, but I will say the potential Dishonored 2 could easily pass that if it's better than the first.
Okay. Does Dishonored 2 beat out Mario Galaxy or The Witcher for like wanting to play?
Yes. Cuz
I think it does for me.
Yeah, I actually have Dishonored 2 queued up on my Xbox, like ready to go on Game Pass for the day I feel like starting it, so
nice. So next one is interesting, Firewatch. I really enjoyed the parts that I played, but I never ended up finishing it. It was on Game Pass and I was like trying to finish it before it like went off, because it was like, you know, X amount of days left. I was like, oh shit, like I better rush and play it, and I didn't end up making it. So I don't know how much I love it, but I was definitely intrigued by the mystery and I wanted to see how it ended.
Yeah, this one, for me, I watched a Let's Play of Firewatch, so I haven't played it, but I, you know, it's a walking simulator story, so yeah, I think it's good. I think it's really good, especially when you get to that final mystery being unraveled. So I would say it's like, I mean, I'd put it like around Apex-y, maybe a little lower, maybe around like Overwatch.
Yeah, that's fair. I think maybe higher if I should, but for now that seems good.
Okay. Man, this tier list is getting huge. I gotta scroll down now to get the icons. Oh, we're really getting through it. We're getting through it. So many to go. Okay. Here we have. This is Medal of... Oh, no, this is For Honor, that fighting game. Oh, I've not played it.
I actually thought it looked kind of cool. Not played good, maybe near the end. I actually think it looks, like, pretty sweet.
Okay.
Or at least I liked the concept. It was just a really unique idea.
See, I feel like that's the kind of game where people would learn to optimize it, so it's probably more effective to roll all over the place. There's going to be a bunch of guys in armor rolling everywhere, and it's going to look dumb, even though it's optimal.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably like hard to get into as a new player now that it's like, But it was definitely cool.
Yeah.
Inside? Honestly, it was one of those like indie kind of...
I have played Inside, and it is cool, it's creepy, it's good, it's not amazing. I would think it's like, it's one of those like, you know, niche horror kind of side scrollers.
I'm picturing like Limbo or like Little Nightmares.
It's a sequel to Limbo. Well, not a sequel, but like same studio.
Same studio. Okay, that's probably a good thing.
It's good, Limbo's good. I was going to put it like maybe around Castlevania?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
That game's kind of spooky too.
I'll put it after Castlevania. Binding of Isaac, I've not played.
You know, I think I started it up the other day, actually. Now, this is the regular Binding of Isaac. I hear Rebirth, like, makes it a lot better. But the regular Binding of Isaac, I started the other day because I wanted, like, just sort of, like, a chill roguelike to play. And it just felt horrible to control. Like, you can't use a controller. It's, like, mouse only. And, like, you don't really aim. The shots just come out, like, where you're facing. And I think, like, it's one of those, like, you gotta respect it because it birthed the genre, but like I found it not fun to play in the like very brief time I did play it.
Yeah,
so it's maybe sacrilege, but like, you know.
Fair enough. Okay.
It was a great stepping stool.
So where do you want to toss it?
I guess I didn't play that much. I would maybe put it high, not played, not gonna. Okay. But I did play like an hour of it and didn't love it.
So. I'll put it after. Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. Jedi Fallen Order. I liked this game quite a bit when it came out a couple of years ago. I mean, it's just like a cool sort of action adventure game, right? In the vein of like a God of War or an Uncharted style thing. I think it's good. Yeah. I think it could be higher if I was a big Star Wars person, but still, lightsaber was fun as hell to kill people with in this, and some cool boss fights, all that stuff. I would put it like quite high and good, maybe even the best good we have so far, actually.
I haven't played it, but I do think it looks pretty fun. Yeah, so.
You would like it a lot. It's got a lot of Souls inspired stuff too. Like, it's, you know, maybe not some of the aspects, but you know, it's got the bonfire system and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Now Journey. Journey is good.
I would motion to put Journey as the best game in good.
Okay.
Even though we just gave Jedi that honor.
Holds it for one game and then is pushed down. But I can agree, especially since you've played Journey as well. And it is something that's just like so... It's like almost a surreal experience in a way. It's like makes you question your existence.
It's a very memorable game. Like, I almost think like maybe it could even go at the end of Amazing, actually. Like, Journey was just such a... unique thing, and like there's so many games like it, but I feel like none of them have felt to me the exact same way that Journey has felt. So
I can agree with that. Journey is back on the PS3, those were the days. Okay, so after that we have Left 4 Dead 2. I have not played Left 4 Dead since like 2011, I feel.
I have actually never played Left 4 Dead.
It's been a long time. Left 4 Dead was fun back in the day. And Back 4 Blood came out like last year. I remember being actually pretty excited to check that out. And it just didn't have the same magic. I think part of it was like we're so used to playing online now. Whereas when Left 4 Dead came out, I remember that being like along with Team Fortress, sort of one of those early Steam games that my friends were playing back then. Like the first Left 4 Dead. So it's cool, but I think it's just been surpassed. Maybe like it's like the back end of good, I think. Or maybe the last game in good. Yeah. I think if you were to play it now, you'd be like, I see what they were going for, but there are better versions of this.
Yeah, that's fair. Another one of those, like, mad respect for it, but...
Limbo. Limbo is good.
Limbo is one of those games where I think it's the same kind of argument as, like, oh, it was so influential. Like, it was, like, one of the first kind of, like, big indie games. It was very good. But I still think Limbo is fun to play. Like, it's just a solid, like, light platformer, but more of just an atmospheric kind of, like, experience. Like, I really like Limbo, and I think it still holds up pretty well.
I agree. I would almost put it right beside Inside.
Okay. Does it go before or after Inside?
I've played Inside a lot more recently, so I definitely remember it better. And for what it, like, I remember really liking Inside, and I think my impression was like, oh, this is more fun than Limbo. So I think it kind of comes down to, like, which mystery do you find, or, like, which setting do you find more creepy? But it's a judgment call.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Yeah. What is this?
Mordhau. I think Mordhau. That's, like, another, like, For Honor-y, but I think it's, like, a... online free-to-play one.
I'm gonna guess it's an RTS, just to change it up, like a Age of Empires clone.
Okay, no, I think it's like an action game. I think it is like a online fighty
Okay.
Night game.
Yeah, looked it up. It is. It's like chivalry. It's like one of those giant mass battle night games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Zero interest. Zero interest whatsoever.
I played after the Star Wars games. I think I would play Star Wars, then I would play Mortal, but I'm not gonna.
That's the closest I've ever come to making a YouTube thumbnail reaction face on the podcast. I'm shocked by that.
Knights are cool. I mean, I'm still going and not played
Fair enough. Even the worst tier has to have something at the top. That's true. I would put that below FIFA for myself personally.
Really?
Oh yeah. Well, I would probably personally put FIFA a little higher than some of these games if it was just for me.
That's fair. I think I would rather be a knight than be a soccer player if I got to have a fantasy version of myself. So
I absolutely would not. If you were a knight, you'd be killed on a battlefield, and if not, you'd die of dehydration because you have diarrhea from undercooked food. If you're a soccer player, you get to, you know.
That's why I want to be a knight in the game, because I'll never be a knight in real life. But if I really worked hard, I could join a shitty soccer team, you know?
That's true. Different context.
Exactly.
Oh my god. All right, Outlast.
Outlast. I have not played the original. I played 2 and it was really fucking scary.
Mm-hmm. I've not played either, but I've seen a trailer for Outlast one time and I remember it being pretty scary too.
I like 2 quite a bit. So I put the first one in not played and maybe around the Patton Time-ish kind of area.
Okay. Let's put it below Resident Evil 4.
Okay. I think Resident Evil is probably better than Outlast, Outlast is definitely a good horror franchise.
Nice. Okay, this game is called Getting Over It, and I do not know what that is.
You've not seen it? Oh, it was it's actually funny. So you remember Quah? And the running game is really hard to control. This is I think in the same kind of vein as Quap. You're a guy in a bucket and you have a pickaxe and you have to physics swing your pickaxe to climb up stuff. But it is so incredibly hard and not designed to be climbed at all.
It sounds like Trombone Champ or one of those kind of meme-y games, but it's actually got something to it.
Exactly, that's what it is. It's a meme-y, definitely a game you Twitch stream and laugh at with your followers, but I think it's actually fucking hard and you can get good at it, so it's kind of a cute little game. I put it near the bottom of not played but good, because I think you could have an afternoon of
Can we put it ahead of For Honor?
Sure.
Just for my honor.
that is fair. Okay.
Well, let's get to one more game here, and then we're going to call this the first half of the tier list, just because this episode will be really unruly if we do the other half of the games here.
So 100 is a lot.
But we'll end the show here on Papers, Please, because this game, last time we did our combined favorite games of all time list, ranked pretty highly for good reason, because Papers, Please is definitely an amazing game. I don't think there's anything else quite like it out there, running your little toll booth on the border and taking people's papers and making sure they don't lie on their passport and try and smuggle knives strapped to their leg and tell you their side story.
Yeah, and then when you find out they are smuggling knives, it's they've got a story about but my wife and she crossed the border and I didn't, so I just want to be with her, but also I'm getting abused, so I have to.
I know, and then the funny part is that you got to be sorry, dude, can't help you. And then when you go home from work the next day, you're also starving at home, so he might have been telling the truth.
It's horrible. It starts, it's just got a lot going. I don't feel like this game should be as good as it is, but it's awesome. The actual gameplay loop of checking the passports and how it changes every day is, really fucking fun and addictive. The social aspect of, deciding to let the people through, and then the consequences of what happens to your family. I fucking love Papers, Please. It's
me too.
So good.
And you know, one thing I didn't expect when I first played it was the amount of different outcomes that can happen and why your run can lose. It really reminds me of almost Oregon Trail in that way, how all these different things can derail your run. And it's not so much about getting to the end, it's almost it is, but there's so many different variables that can happen along the way.
Feels very organic of a game. It feels like you have a playthrough that's unique to you based on what you did, instead of I'm getting through the levels and beating the game,
mm-hmm.
which I think like I didn't expect that level of depth to it when I first sat down to play and was very pleasantly surprised. Yeah,
and to be fair, like I don't know how much of that kind of depth the game actually has, but it damn well sure makes you feel like that you have a lot of agency when you make those little choices of like where to spend your money and all that stuff.
And I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, if it makes you feel that way, like, that is good.
I think it's great. I think that's one of the best qualities a game can have is, like, even if it isn't like that, right? But
I will put Papers, Please, like, honestly, kind of, like, up near Bioshock. Like, I fucking love Papers.
Yeah. I was thinking around that range, too. I don't think it can pass Odyssey.
Yeah. I would put it maybe above Bioshock still, though.
I would be down for that.
Crazy dystopias. Yeah. I like my Papers.
I was going to suggest a range somewhere between after Mario Odyssey and ahead of both Portal games, somewhere in that type of range. But I'm happy with it being in front.
Yeah, I want to champion Papers, Please, like all the way. Like probably not going to win this year for top 25, but one year I want Papers, Please to take it.
I feel like Papers, Please is going to be that game that's always in the top 10, but just can never squeak up whenever we rank. Yeah. You know,
exactly. There's going to be like a new thing that comes out. Like there's going to be like a Ragnarok or like there's going to be a new thing that
Persona
comes out.
Persona 6 drops. Like,
exactly. Yeah. There's always going to be something to squeak it out, but it's always there and it deserves it.
The model of consistency. Well, there you have Papers, Please ranking in amazing. And this is what you can see on the screen right now, folks, is the first half of our top 100 games tier list. Of course, these are not games that we've selected for the top 100. This is simply some tier list we found online and thought would be fun to fill out as a little episode of this show. So thank you for joining us as we've done so. We'll be back next week with the second half of this tier list. So until that time, remember, this has been Cloud Control, the gaming podcast. It's not just good, it's good enough. We'll see you on that next episode.